time now to head over to South Australia. Nadia Horn is looking at the quaddy legs at Gawler today. Good morning, Nads. How are you?
Pretty good, Michael. How are you?
Yeah, very well. What do you make of this Gawler meeting today? We've got the Coopers Brewery Barossa Cup.
Yeah, it looks like a solid meeting. Hopefully we can find a winner or two.
All right, well, let's get straight to the quaddy legs. Who do you like in the first leg of the quaddy? New Roman is the $2.80 favourite.
Yeah, look, I'm putting the three on top here, Great Leveller, who is set to resume from a break. Now, it does come through a very strong trial where it was able to come out and run particularly well. It won that trial. That was only three horses were there, but we had the likes of Bo Rosser, who has obviously been a multiple winner, and Ali Boom. So it was a really strong trial performance. Prior to that, look, it raced to get some pretty top three-year-olds, the likes of Maliva and co throughout its three-year-old season. And first up from a break here today with Genuine Speed, I feel it looks hard to beat. I have put the two New Roman in as the main danger. They seem to be the main two. Then out to four, Miss Carboni for third, and the one Secret War next pick. But I've gone 3-2-4-1 race six.
3-2-4-1. The cup is the second leg of the quaddy, and Neodium is the favourite here at 260. Take out number three, and Sedenta, who's been racing well, is the second favourite at 390. Who do you like in the cup?
That's why I've gone for the seven Sedenta. It was able to win going back two starts ago. It's likely to get back, but it should be able to circle its way around the field. We've seen it recently race particularly consistent. It's only had the three runs back, and it did hit a new career peak last time out when a runner-up in town behind the likes of Anguston and did run some very strong closing splits. So I've gone for the seven. I have put the nine, Gaukram, in as the main danger, who does come off of a Metropolitan victory last start. Two, Neodium, 62 kilos is, I suppose, a little concern, but it's racing particularly well, having won its past two. And then out to the eight, Carlomont. I've gone 7, 9, 2, and 8 in race seven.
7, 9, 2, and 8. Race eight is over 1,200 metres. Take out 1, 2, 3, 6, 8, and 11. When Stars Align is a 340 favourite, just ahead of Rusty Dusty Sunshine.
I'm putting 13 Zoom Forward on top here. Now, this horse is set to resume from a break. First up, last preparation. She ran particularly well in the race at Morfordville. She's only beaten a fraction over two lengths in the run home and did clock some very strong late closing splits. Look, she's that type of horse where she's got a brilliant turn of foot. Small field obviously works in her favour because she shouldn't find too much trouble in this race today. So I've gone for the 13. I've put the 9, Rusty Dusty Sunshine, in as the danger, who does race very well here at its home track. 4, When Stars Align, to the 3 runs back this preparation. And then I've gone out to the 5, Bad Moon Rising. I've gone 13, 9, 4, 5, race 8.
13, 9, 4, and 5. And the last of 9 over 1,200. Take out 2, 4, 7, 11, 13. High Smoky, the 260 favourite, ahead of Sweet Distraction at 370.
And I'm pretty keen on 6, Sweet Distraction. The win last time out was dominant. I know it won a maiden and is obviously up in grade from its last start victory, but gee, it was impressive. It ran it to a new career peak on that occasion after showing a bit of a tendency to want to over-race through the early stages. It still ran quite strongly for the program, so I'm happy to put the 6 on top. Obviously, the one High Smoky with the blinkers on, that's the real key gear change there, having had the 3 runs back. 12, Aurora Sun, should strip a lot fitter for its first up run, and then I've gone out to number 8, Richt. So I've marked them at 6 from 1, 12 and 8 in race 9.
All right, Nat, so how do we make a dollar at Gawler today?
Well, my best comes up in race 8. I like 6, Sweet Distraction, so that's the best. I thought the horse at odds came up in race 8, number 13, Zoom Forward, on an each-way basis. As far as the quaddy today, we'll go 2 and 3 in the first leg. We'll put runners at 2, 7 and 9 in the second. 4, 9 and 13 in the third leg, and come home with runners 1 and 6 in the last leg. And for a play of the day, we'll take an all-up race 6 to 3 into race 8, number 13, and race 8, number 6.
Good on you, Nards. Best of luck today.
Thank you, Michael.